We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Dustin Rhodes. Here's what's happening. Bears back to work after snapping that five-game losing streak on Thanksgiving against the Lions. The health of Justin Fields and Roquan Smith will be the center of attention as they return to work. Roquan leaving the game on Thursday with a hamstring injury. The Bears hosting the Cardinals Sunday. Cardinals opened up as a 7-point favorite. Last night, Sunday Night Football, the Ravens outlast the Browns 16-10. The Packers got the best of the Rams 36-28. And it was the 49ers outscoring the Vikings 34-26. Tonight, Seahawks take on the Washington football team. 6:45 tonight right here on The Score. The Bulls will host the Hornets on Saturday. The Bulls fell to the Heat 107-104. College football, Lincoln Riley leaving OU to become the new head coach over at USC. And the Sharks shut out the Blackhawks last night 2-0. Now back to Mully and Haw right here on The Score.
This hour is brought to you by DuckDuckGo.
Mully and Haw. Live and local, Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
Just think the biggest thing that we learned together in this building is knowing that, yeah, that comes with the territory and they are distractions. Like I said yesterday, how do you handle those distractions? There's a right and wrong way to handle them. The wrong way is you let it affect you. We didn't do that and we haven't and we won't. We also, you stay ahead of it by knowing, like I just said, like not just us, but other players, there's gonna be more distractions. That's just natural. But when you know the truth, it makes it a lot easier. And I think our communication in this building, including George on his own, talking to the team and explaining that's important. And that's just how we do things. And you know, that's why I thought it was important, so that we all understand, you guys understand. In that type of situation, I mean, when somebody told me that I abruptly ended meetings, I literally just had to laugh, because you can't make that up, how silly that was.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Mr. Upbeat. That's Matt Nagy. He was in a really good mood on Tuesday, and here we are the following Friday, and what me worry? Everything is fine. I mean, it was a Mad Magazine theme, I believe, on Friday. Yeah, that's great. And they handle things so well. They had Chris Tabor come out and talk to the media. Hey, did you fire the coach? Is the coach fired? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kicking over? I mean,
yeah.
This is the gang that can't shoot straight, for God's sake. And I don't mean it's just about them rolling out, not knowing what to do. It's also, I don't trust them as far as I'd throw them. I just think,
well,
you got to read, you know, he thought the same thing everyone else thought, quite frankly.
Exactly. I literally had to laugh hearing Matt Nagy devote so much time Friday to damage control, for PR damage that his organization helped create. He went into exquisite detail about what the schedule said on Tuesday and how we was changing, because Tuesday's a Friday, Molly. I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually they have this going on and that going on. And when do you ever get a head coach talking about a victory, being as detailed about the itinerary, unless you're trying to prove a point You're trying very hard. And so let's just say this. Not everyone in Matt Nagy's target audience when he gathered the team on Tuesday felt like it was business as usual or his tone was normal. Okay? That goes for players. That goes for his staff. That goes for people who are familiar with what he said. So I'm not buying it either. I'm not buying it at all. There was something going on. It didn't happen the way that it was reported. But you can't tell me that there's no smoke here and there might be a little bit of a few flames of fire as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, you know, have all the laughs you want and enjoy the moment, because I got to tell you, if ever there was foreshadowing, it started last week, early last week, when this story first broke. Because, you know, I get it. Everyone's racing to be first. Everyone wants to break the big news. And, you know, there's no need for the Bears to have done that. It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense to tell a guy, hey, you know, and we talked about it, David, when last we were on the air together. And I don't even remember what day it was. Was that Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay. And we talked about why let him coach the game if you're firing him. Yeah. And you've told him that. Why would you do that? And it's inexplicable. It's, you know, and the only response you could have to that very good question is Bears. I believe it's the Bears. And, right. And honestly, that, right. Like, as ridiculous as that answer is, it tells you everything.
Yeah, it does. And let me just – this bears repeating, and it will every time we bring this up. I understand the focus on the semantics. I understand that we're zeroing in on the details. And there was Brad Biggs's report that backed up the Conkle report, and then there was Hub Arkush's report about George meddling in the Justin Fields decision. And you know what? It's all very fascinating, and it's all very interesting and compelling and relevant. But it kind of misses the point to dwell on it too long, because you know what the point is? This, they're still leading toward a coaching change. The big picture is this still is an offense that doesn't work. This still is a coaching staff that hasn't delivered. It's year four. You've got a GM in year seven, still waiting for that first playoff victory. Big picture, people, keep your eye on the target, and the Bears are missing it too often. There still is change coming, and there still is change needed.
And honestly, David, I think I feel a sense of relief that Matt Nagy wasn't fired, just because that wouldn't be going far enough. You know what? I don't want to sit here and talk about, you know, who deserves their job and who doesn't. They should know that. They should know exactly how they have to restructure things. Dan Pompey wrote a great column in The Athletic. Here's what you do if you're the Bears. You move Ted in charge of business operate. You hire a football guy. He gave some great names. I'm all over that, right? I love that idea. But the answer is you do something. The answer is something's got to give here. And I think that the very fact that it's not just one head that's on the block, we need to get back to that idea. We need to start combining people. You know, we need to ask the question, why are there no defensive backs on this team? How can you go into a season without corners? And your master plan has been benched, has failed, and your backup plan didn't look too good. Let's be honest about it.
No, not at all.
You had to replace the guy with a guy who was just as bad.
It got you beat. And, you know, you're putting way too much pressure on the development of your rookie quarterback. And you're putting too much into that one aspect of the season. And that, listen, that is such an August debate that was no longer worth having. Or no longer even valid. Justin Fields can be special, and we can still predict that he is going to be an above-average NFL starting quarterback. But you know what? That's not enough. That's not enough, people. You've got to do, in his absence, what you should have done at the beginning, is that try to build the team around him. So when he does come back and he is healthy, he's able to do what he can do without limitation and not being limited by, you know, maybe receivers who aren't getting open or an offensive line that can't protect him or a scheme or a play-calling pattern that doesn't make any sense. You've got to be a more sound football team, a more complete team on both sides of the football, and that's what's missing. You got the quarterback. Congratulations. That's not enough.
Yeah, I want that confirmed, by the way. I want that confirmed that you have the quarterback. Let's see more of that.
Right.
Unfortunately, Right. There are issues with keeping him healthy. Let me ask you this, David. You know, let's just say for the sake of argument that you don't go with the quarterback this week, that you you end up with another Andy Dalton game. Would you like to see Tevin Jenkins, since his clock is going to run out? Would you like to see him try to play some left tackle for Andy Dalton before he does it for Justin Fields?
Yes, absolutely. If he is ready, he plays. I would not play Justin Fields. Molly, the report, they're getting it out there. Matt Nagy confirmed cracked ribs. Cracked ribs. It hurts to sneeze when you have cracked ribs. You can't tie your shoes when you have cracked ribs. How are you going to dodge Chandler Jones when you have cracked ribs? Give me a break. So if Tevin Jenkins is ready, Andy Dalton is more equipped to protect himself from a pass rush, as fierce as the Cardinals can be, with Tevin Jenkins protecting him, than Justin Fields would be. You're not going to get the explosiveness, maybe, but you are going to get maybe more of an efficient approach and something that you can not worry about Justin Fields getting crushed on third downs.
All right, David, the Score listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
And the BetQL network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. Over 10,000 home and auto-connected devices and BetQLnetwork.com.
We'll start with one of the most ardent Bear fans out there. John is in Joliet. Hey, John.
Good morning, guys. David had my big helping of Michigan Crow this weekend, buddy. You were right, and your guy was right. And I enjoyed it, man. What a game. But, guys, I don't even know where to begin with this, other than the Chicago Bears are lying. We know it, you know it, and everybody knows it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, to hear Matt Nagy, even Hub Arkish is the biggest backer of the Chicago Bears, and for them to deny his story, come on. These guys are lying, and it's just, I don't know, man. I'm just too excited about what happened this weekend. Great college football. Bears, you guys are really killing me. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, John.
Bless
appreciate
you, John.
It.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. You know, look, Molly, again, I don't necessarily know if we're ever going to get to the bottom of who recommended what to the coaching staff, but as you pointed out earlier, and I think this is what we'll always get back to, the Bears are so clumsy at communicating, and the chain of command is so muddled at times that anything that you hear about somebody meddling in football business who shouldn't be is plausible because of the past. Their past invites this kind of scrutiny and makes every outlandish rumor seem like it could be fact. So it's not a reach for me to think that, oh boy, George McCaskey could have ordered from above that they play the rookie investment sooner rather than later. I don't know the details, but I don't find that as hard to believe as some people have suggested.
Yeah, I think John is absolutely correct about Hub. I mean, Hub's been doing it a very long time. He knows all the rules, and you trust in Hub. He's a good man. I do not know. I can't think of another case where George has ordered something on the field. Like it's difficult to imagine. I don't know.
Do we
but
know?
But you're right. But you know, he does seem to pride himself on not meddling in aspects of the team. Now, I don't know if it's different with the rookie quarterback. I don't know if you're absolutely right. If this has gone on previously and we don't know about it, I'm just saying I never heard that happening before. So
right.
It would be kind of an unprecedented thing, just knowing, and you know George as well as anyone. So it's but I think that everything's on the table. And I think that unfortunately the Bears, they handle things terribly. And it seems like it's a constant muddle up there. It seems like there is nothing but confusion and nothing but people hiding from decisions as opposed to kind of embracing them. And again, when you come into a season and Marquis Christian is your nickel, and that lasts 1 week before you get to Duke Shelley as your nickel, and then you have Kendall Vildor as your answer. And now here you are, and you got to bench him because, you know, the guy's got his head down on his face and his hands because he knew he blew a game twice running. And so let's try this guy. And he doesn't look too damn good, by the way. That tells you that they have been in a muddle with that position since day one. No answers, bad decisions made late in free agency a year ago, just stupid positioning of players. And that's not on the coach. That's on somebody else, the architect of the team, quite frankly.
And if you're planning to promote that architect into some sort of broader role so he can hire his replacement and set the course for your organization, you are making a colossal mistake, in my opinion, and I think in our opinion. Look, Mully, George McCaskey may or may not have meddled, and it may not or may not have been the first time. I think, again, I'm gonna practice what I preach. I'm not going to get caught up on that detail. Yep. Big picture-wise, he has presided over a lot of losing. He has presided over a lot of change. He has created a lot of that change and made it necessary. This could be his fifth head coach. This could be his fourth general manager since 2011. That's one heck of a decade. That's one heck of a decade. It does not scream stability. You are not the Roonies. So if we're taking a step back and we're taking that 30,000-foot view of Hallis Hall and the Bears, you've got to, at some point, somebody in that room has got to be brave enough to stand up and say, you know what? Is the right guy in charge? Should we do something different? Is doing the same thing that we've done the last 10 years make any sense if we're not going anywhere except for backward? That's what I think when we talk about big picture changes. It's got to start at the top. And if it starts at the top, that's George McCaskey.
You know, you don't see organizations run like this, David. You don't see organizations where, you know, a rumor or innuendo can become fact faster than they can respond to it because they don't respond to anything, right? There is that photo, you know, the photo I'm talking about where Ryan Pace is standing behind a door peering out to see when he should That's him. That is what we have here. We have a complete vacuum. They use the word collaboration, and all that means is the front man is the coach, and we're not going to talk about anything. We're never going to show up. So when I hear some report that comes out and the coach is like, well, that one was right. How do you know, Matt? Well, because you're probably the guy that talked to Ian Rappaport. Or you try to, like, say, you know, we're going to wait for the national guys to clean it all up on Sunday after this train wreck hits on Monday. That's what you've got up there. You've got Ryan Pace whispering to two national guys and thinking that covers his arse.
And what did we see yesterday, Mully? What did we see over the weekend? The reports that the faucet was reopened, okay, from Hallis Hall to the national reporters who came out to spring to the defense, and maybe the agents as well. Let's be honest here. This is the way the game works. The agents get involved, and there's spin to be had, and it's a favor game, and it's a favor trade, and this is what goes on. And last week there wasn't a lot of that going on because nobody knew what was going on. And now that they won a game, they beat the lowly Lions, and oh gosh, everybody's celebrating. Now we heard, Matt Nagy's fine. He was always fine. Okay, say it a little louder. I might believe you.
Yeah, no. I mean, again, it's just so little and so late that unfortunately the horse is out of the barn. Okay, you can't control things by waiting for the weekend and whispering to some national guys and think that the people in Chicago are fooled. Nobody was fooled.
Nobody.
Okay, 312-624.
Shame on you.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, if you're fooled by this and
you're
swayed by the spin, shame on you.
Yeah, it's absurd. All right, we're going to get to the pick six. We'll get back to your phone calls. I know a lot of people want to check in. We'll talk it through. We have the pick six next. It's Mully. It's Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
If the Bears are without Justin Fields and Roquan Smith next Sunday against Arizona, then what is to watch with this team? Do you expect Fields back? What about Smith? Do you put a timetable on his return?
You know, I think it's more likely that Justin Fields is back than Roquan Smith. I don't put a timetable on a hamstring injury, but I do think when a guy leaves a game with a hamstring, it's unlikely he's going to be able to come back. the following week. The fact that she can't finish a game signals a severity to that injury that that you would think in a situation where the Bears were desperate for a win, to lose one of their top performers on defense, that doesn't happen lightly. So I think that Roquan's out for a while. Frankly, you know, if Justin Fields, if this is about pain management, then they ought to protect him from being a tough guy. They ought to make sure that that he doesn't play if indeed he's in the sort of discomfort that we expect he will be in. And I don't know that a flak jacket is going to make that feel any better. I mean, if it hurts to sneeze, if you can't have a belly laugh, what makes you think you can throw a football? We'll see how that one unfolds over the course of the week. But obviously the short period of time limited him to being unavailable for Thursday. So hopefully the 10 days get him back. And if you're looking for something to look for, I'd like to see the left tackle play. I'd just like to see him roll out there for a play or two. And that's kind of with the idea that Justin Fields isn't playing. If Fields is playing, then I don't want to see him.
Justin Fields needs to be protected from himself, I think. He doesn't need to establish he's tough. We know that he is tough mentally and physically, and I don't know that bringing him back from cracked ribs, which is what I think the coach said and the reports were, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me if he is, in fact, protecting those ribs and everybody knows that he's protecting those ribs. Another week can't hurt. His development and his health is paramount to this season. So I think he's less likely to play maybe than a linebacker who might be playing through some pain. You don't want to see him risk it either, Roquan Smith. He is playing at an all-pro level. He is playing in an elite status right now. He's taken a step this year, and he had a great year last year. But I think that he's more likely to take a risk than Justin Fields. I wouldn't risk that at all. And I do want to see the offensive line development, whether it's with Tevin Jenkins or without him. I want to see this offensive line be good enough that you can run the ball when you want to, you can impose your will on defenses, and you can protect the quarterback. Look at the Ravens. They overcame, I know it's the Ravens, but they had 4 interceptions for Lamar Jackson. They won anyway. They only scored 17 points, but their offensive line, you see other examples. When you have an offensive line, you've got a chance.
Pick 6 out of house call for Roquan Smith.
What did you make of this report from Jay Glazer on Fox NFL Sunday?
I want to flash back just a little bit as we bring in Jay Glazer, our NFL insider, because the Bears, yep, they got a big win on Thursday over the Lions. Heading into that game, we'd heard the reports early in the week that Matt Nagy, their head coach, was going to be fired. Yep. Now, some people still think that's going to happen.
Kurt, I'm going to come over here because I'm up here in my little penthouse apartment in the sky over here. And here's the deal. People think, they still think that the story was true, but because it got out, that the Bears changed course. It was not true. They never informed Matt Nagy that he was going to be fired after the game. Unequivocally, not true. Move on from it.
Okay, I have a ton of respect for Jay Glazer. He is a newsbreaker extraordinaire. But number one, he didn't answer the question. The question was, will Matt Nagy be fired? And Matt Nagy still is on track to be fired. I don't know how you justify bringing him back if you're staring at 6-11, if you're staring at 7-10. You're staring at the kind of season and ineptitude on offense that they have experienced. Jay Glazer is a national guy. This is a favor trade. He's going to have something that he breaks, but there's also this involved that you have to understand the way the game works and the way the game is played. So I don't know if that's an agent. I don't know if that's from Ryan Pace. I don't know if that's from Matt Nagy. It was unsourced. He didn't reference it, but my sense is it was from one of those three guys who have an agenda to be served. And let's face it, these national news guys, they do serve agendas because every now and then they'll get information that nobody else has. I don't think that was information that nobody else has because it was just an opinion and it didn't answer the question directly.
Yeah, I don't really care what was said by Jay Glazer. You know, I got a lot of time for Jay Glazer. I think he does a great job. But, you know, where was that on Wednesday? Where was that on Tuesday? Where was that on Thursday or Friday or Saturday? Where, you know, you're waiting till Sunday to clear up. I mean, meanwhile, you like are sending guys to the podium to get a confused media. You don't think enough to deal with a story as it unfolds. Instead, you say, you know what? I'll get to that one on Sunday. I'll get to it through Jay Glazer. I'll tell Jay Glazer what's going on, and we'll clear the whole thing up on Sunday. You know, God bless Jay Glazer, and he does a great job. But, I mean, the Bears step in doggy do for a living, okay? That's all they do. Their PR is the worst in the NFL. It's the worst in professional sports. They, you know, you want to know the winless, tapless Detroit Lions of PR? It's the Bears. That's the answer.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Dustin Rhodes. Here's what's happening. The Bears get back to work prepping for the Cardinals, who they host on Sunday. Cardinals open up as a 7-point favorite. Last night, Sunday Night Football, Ravens a 16-10 win over the Browns. Monday Night Football, we're going to have the Seahawks at the Washington Football Team. 6:45 tonight right here on the Score. It'll be the Bulls hosting the Hornets. The Sharks shut out the Blackhawks last night 2-0. And Lincoln Riley is leaving Oklahoma to become the new head coach at USC. Now back to the pick six and Mullion Haw.
The pick six for Roquan Smith.
After a long weekend to process the 4-7 Bears and what direction they're headed after a tumultuous week, do you have any clear sense of what to expect in terms of an organizational reboot? Will it be changing the head coach and GM, or everyone goes and the quest for a real football president begins?
That would be the answer. I mean, if I was working on this, I would tell them, like, listen, everyone must go. It's a clear-out sale, right? Let's just get rid of anything we can get rid of in terms of the GM, the head coach. I think you need to move the president to a role on the business side of the operation and let him do what he does best. And then I think you need a football guy to come in. You need a football guy to come in as an overlord and then hire people below him. You don't need to have Ryan Pace in the building to help the new football guy figure out the lay of the land. If that's the case, then you hired the wrong guy. You need a guy to come in and take over and be responsible for hiring a general manager and a head coach. And you need somebody that has previous experience in that role, not someone you believe is young enough to grow into it. You gotta do a complete reboot if you're going to do it.
Somebody on the board has got to say this isn't working and they need to take a different approach. And maybe it's George McCaskey stepping aside, or maybe it's just turning it over to somebody with a little bit more knowledge and insight. But they need a football epiphany at Hallis Hall. I don't know if it's possible or not. But, yeah, that's a good place to start. Get a football person to oversee everything, whether it's somebody as a consultant to get whisper in your ear like the Lions did with Chris Spielman, or somebody in a full-time capacity. I think Dan Pompey mentioned everyone from Ozzie Newsome to Tony Dungy. He even mentioned Trace Armstrong, who is the super agent of the coaches. So maybe somebody like that to set a course. You got to change your general manager. I think you've got to change your football coach. And you've got to change the way things are used to be done, the business as usual at Hallis Hall. It can't be usual anymore. This screams for change because of the way it's unfolded. You have a quarterback. You haven't had that before. Maybe that's a good place to start. But do you have a quarterback because of who chose it? Let's wait and see on that. Maybe the jury's still out, but it's somewhere to start. And I think change has got to happen sooner rather than later.
Pick six.
Do you agree with the benching of Kendall Vildor? Artie Burns didn't play particularly well, but he was better than Vildor. Why are the Bears so shorthanded at cornerback, and who is to blame?
It's a low bar. It's an absolutely low bar that has been set for the cornerback opposite Jalen Johnson. But speaking of Jalen Johnson, did you see him criticize, kind of veiled criticism of Vildor's body language after the end of the Ravens game, of talking about you can't let people see you down like that, you can't let people see you defeated? Jalen Johnson's telling the truth a lot this season, and I think that maybe he's unhappy because they let Kyle Fuller walk out the door because they mismanaged his contract and weren't able to fit it under the cap, Ryan Pace. That's on him. That's on the general manager. You went into the season shorthanded at the position, and it showed, and it has been exposed because teams watch tape and they know who to pick on, whether it's Kendall Vildor or Artie Burns, which was a slight improvement. The answer is still elusive, and you still have a weakness at one of the most important positions on the field.
Yeah, that has to be on the general manager. That has to be. There is no way it's not on the general manager. He's the person responsible for making sure that you have players at positions, and they are really caught short. And guess what? I'm not sure how many picks they got left to try to clean up the mess. And You know, frankly, we had this conversation before the draft. Before the draft, we talked about the hole at cornerback, and it did nothing. Nothing was done to address that. So, you know, this is not breaking news. This is not something that you kind of need to know and understand. This is something that has been out there for everyone to figure out and to address. So there's no other person to blame than the general manager. He put the team together.
A pick six to end the half.
How surprised are you to see Lincoln Riley bolt Oklahoma for USC and not the NFL? How will he do in Southern California? How will Oklahoma do without him?
You know, I think Lincoln Riley, I was really surprised to see him bolt for a better college job. I kind of thought maybe he would go to the pros. Maybe that was the next move for him. And I could see that happening. But now that he's gone to Southern California, I would imagine he's going to do great. I would think the chance to be in that offense, to run that offense, will appeal to a lot of California prep quarterbacks. They have a huge advantage out there with the weather, so guys play year long, and that is I would think that if he can get like the best quarterbacks out of California, he's going to get the best receivers out of California. I would think that that you're going to see this program come back to prominence. I would think he's going to do really well. Oklahoma will have to they will miss him, but they will just have to hire someone else. Oklahoma's not going away. They're going to spend money and bring in the best young guy they can, and they're going to try to keep it running. But I think USC's in a good position with this guy.
Lincoln Riley's 38 years old. He's an offensive innovator. He's a guy that will own recruiting in Southern California. That's the appeal. You go to USC and maybe it's time. I don't know why he left Oklahoma. I thought he would be there much longer. I thought he might be there forever. Who knows if he was one of those guys. But obviously, whether it was money, whether it was the allure of tradition and the recruiting magnet that USC can be again, he will have an impact on USC's program the way Pete Carroll did, and it can be a quick fix at a place like that. So that's huge, seismic for college football and huge for the Pac-12. Oklahoma will find an elite coach. They'll find somebody out there that wants to go to Norman and understands how to win in the Big 12. That's going to be a tremendous opportunity for someone, and I think he'll be just fine. I am a little surprised. I thought Lincoln Riley's next stop, if he was going to leave Oklahoma, would be the NFL. But some guys know where they fit best, and I think Lincoln Riley understands maybe college football is the empire he wants to rule over, and it's much easier to stay there longer than it might be in an NFL sideline.
Pick six!
Loyola is 5-2 after its Bahamas trip, finishing with a good win over Arizona State. DePaul is 6-0. Illinois is number 14 and plays Notre Dame tonight, and Loyola DePaul is Saturday. Are you feeling the local college basketball vibe yet?
A little bit. A little bit. It's still a little bit early for me. It's late November. Starting to feel it. I paid attention to Loyola a little bit more because I know of your interest, Mully. I know that with a big trip, that was a good way to finish that trip with a victory. I like what DePaul is doing. They're unbeaten. Javon Freeman Liberty looks like he's going to have a tremendous, tremendous season. This is something that you look at, and I don't want to fall for the bait with DePaul again. I did that a couple years ago, and kind of it was a false positive. Illinois, they needed to have that big victory, and they're rolling. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to Loyola and DePaul. I think that's always fun for Chicago college basketball fans. Maybe then the vibe will be a little bit stronger, but I'm starting to feel it.
Yeah, I watched Loyola lose to Michigan State in their first game on that Bahamas trip, and they lost by 2 points, and it really was a very close game, and they probably should have won that game, frankly. I saw this stat, and it blows my mind that there are like 30 guys in college basketball is it 30 players in college basketball that did not transfer for their super senior season, and amid almost 300 schools, there were guys that had the extra year of eligibility, and many of them wound up finding new schools. Loyola has four of them. They have four of the 30, so they've got four guys that have been playing together for a very long time, and that is always a good sign. So it doesn't surprise me that they did okay on that trip. I really thought they could do better. I expected them to win two games instead of one out of those three games. So 5-2, okay. We'll get a better sense of where they're at when they finally get a chance to play DePaul. DePaul lets Loyola come to them. So that's cool. We'll see how it is. I'm really looking forward to Illinois-Notre Dame. I really am. I can watch Illinois all day, and the Irish are an interesting team because they got a really good one of these super seniors that came in, and I'll look forward to that. Okay, we've got to get back to the phone lines. We have a lot of people want to check in. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We gotta lock in and do what we can to get ready, and we have to continue to move forward. You know, again, when you have a strong support staff like I do, and when you stick together like we do in this building, it makes things a lot easier. And we gotta keep moving forward and sticking together. And you find times to, you know, a couple hours here or there, but then you're right back at the tape and you're watching it, trying to get better.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Matt Nagy, and they're talking about building on that one-game winning streak, David.
Well, they have to build on something, and they could not have lost that game, but I would be careful in putting too much into how they won it. It was something that came down to literally the last play, the last second, and they bailed. They escaped. They escaped Detroit with a holiday victory. It was a good Thanksgiving for everyone. They could relax a little bit. It was a reprieve in many ways, but it didn't really address the bigger issues here. You still got six games to go. How many of those games are you going to win? How much can you change really the reality that looms for you if you're Matt Nagy and the coaching staff? So we'll see. They're back to work today, and the Cardinals are a great challenge, and Kyler Murray apparently is coming back.
Yeah. I mean, maybe finally we get one of these marquee matchups, right? Like Justin Fields and Kyler Murray facing off. Well, maybe not. Yeah. We'll see. We got a lot of people who want to check in. Let's get back to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Paulie is in Orland Park. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning? Listen, good. I just want to say one thing. Not only does Nagy have to go, not only does Pace have to go, but that entire family, that McCaskey family's got to go. They got to get out of here. Those schmuckheads don't know what they're doing.
No name calling, Paulie. They own the team. Be That's civil. Right. Be polite. You can be dissatisfied. You can be, frustrated like everybody else. But, you know, enough name calling. You don't need that.
Yeah. I mean, just because they run a total sham show doesn't mean you need to point it out every time.
Well, you see, you're calling the operation and what you watched something, not
That's
people.
Right.
Okay.
No,
there
I'm not going
after
people.
There's a distinction to be drawn there. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I you're absolutely right. I'm polite to people, but I do like the term champ show, and I think it's
exceedingly so.
Yes. Yeah. Perry is in Tennessee. He's listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Perry.
Hey, guys. Hey, so a real quick comment about the Bears, and then if you don't mind, I've got a holiday Bears song. It's about 40 seconds, if that's okay.
Well, we'll let you make your comment. How's that? We'll listen to the beginning
song,
of it.
Me. All right, hey, so the comment is the Bears are a very clumsy organization with respect to communications, and their execution is terrible. And it starts with Phillips, Pace, and then Nagy. We've exhausted this conversation in the past. Everybody knows the same thing. So, the Bears song. Ready?
Let's go.
All right. It's beginning to look a lot like next year. Who will coach the Bears? The offense can't make a play. The defense has had to stay. Coach Nagy and Ryan Pace don't have a clue as what to do. It's beginning to look a lot like next year.
Oh boy.
Who will coach the Bears? Will Pace hire a college guy or give Nagy another try? Either way, they're doomed. Either way, they're doomed. Okay,
all right.
Perry, fantastic. Nice. You've got a beautiful voice. Thank you.
Way to go, Perry.
Yeah,
way to
it's
go.
Getting to be that time of year. David, did you buy a Christmas tree yet?
Yeah. Oh, we're in.
Yeah.
We are
you,
in.
You go right away, right?
Well, you know, I mean, it's right away. You got the decorations in the house, outside.
Did you already decorate the outside?
Yes.
Wow, that's extraordinary.
Well, you know, you take advantage of having a 21-year-old here for the holidays, and, you know, it's very good use of his time. So we still have a little bit to go, but we had a good start on it because that's what you do in the day after Thanksgiving around here. So I think that was, you know, it was a fun experience. Always wondering what the real value is in it because it's a lot of hassle, Molly. I know that you know this, but like decorations, a lot of hassle.
I'm looking forward to that on this weekend. I mean, I see people have already started. I know you've started. Dustin has started. But that to me is sort of a weekend thing. And I've got to put it off till probably Saturday whenever my wife tells me that it's time. And
I get that. Yeah.
You know, we're in a little bit of a dilemma because I don't think my daughter gets back till like the 17th. So we're going to buy a Christmas tree, and I got to look up what you do. We're going to put it like in a bucket, maybe by the garage, and then move that thing into the house. We just want to keep it alive. But I figure that if we buy it now, it's probably going to be as fresh as anything we buy on the 17th. So we may as well.
You got to keep it fresh. Yeah. Got to keep it moist.
Yeah. And then just move it into the house. Okay. And decorate it when that happens, right?
Much more concerned. You're right. That's a good plan.
Thank you.
Now, I want you to remember, though, today is Cyber Monday. I want you to take advantage of those deals. I know you're a big shopper. Cyber Monday. I don't know if you took advantage of Black Friday, but it was,
I took advantage of Small Business Saturday. It was by accident. I didn't know that even existed, but I got 15% off. I bought an ornament. I went to a bookstore. There aren't many left. And I found an ornament. And I will send you a photo. It is Hamlet. And it's like Hamlet just standing there holding like a happy looking skull. And I saw it in the window and broke down laughing. I thought it was as absurd a thing as I've ever seen.
That's an ornament only an English major could love.
That belongs on my Christmas tree.
Yeah. That's good.
There's nothing holiday about it, but it's hysterical.
That's the beauty of Small Business Saturday. You find the little things that you wouldn't find when you're surfing online, and you make them your own. You personalize it. That's very well done.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, it was all kind of a happy accident, but now I got to get the tree and the lights up and all that other stuff. But I'm getting into the mood of the holiday now after Perry serenaded us with
that. That was nice, Perry. Well done.
Yeah,
because you know what? We put the pressure on him. We weren't that impressed with that idea. I don't think either one of us liked it. No.
And we never pulled the plug. So that's pretty good.
Because he was good. He delivered. Yeah. He sounded a little like Pat McCaskey, didn't you think? Like, you know, when Pat McCaskey sings at the mic during those press conferences?
Oh, my God.
He sounded a little like Pat McCaskey.
Oh, we'll bring in Fred Biggs next. It's Biggs time. Oh, that's beautiful. Molly and Haw on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.